WTAM 1100, you're in the air.
Mike.
Yes. Yes, how you doing today?
This is Ida.
Ida?
Yes, Ida Rose. How you doing? Mekodekos.
Yeah, Megadegos, Ida. Yeah. Yeah.
You know that guy, Tom Hamilton, the one that's always calling the game for the Indians?
The Indians games?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I really have a problem with this guy.
You have a problem?
Tom Hamilton?
I have a problem with him. I'm telling you, have you ever noticed how much he enjoys his job just a little bit too much? Them terms that he uses just too darn sexually explicit.
The terms that he uses?
Sure. He don't have to go that far to describe a game.
Well, give me an example.
Okay, I mean, he slides in safely. Slides in safely. It's not just what he says. It's just the way he just says it just really just irks me. Or he needs to shorten his stroke.
Oh, I'm starting to understand.
How about this one? He's pulling his head out.
Well, now, I don't think.
Yeah, but those are
they're baseball terms.
Oh, no. This one. It's the third time he's gone down today.
Yeah.
Well, if he's...
Now, you know, and who is that back there? That's that Marty Allen. He's
right.
Not funny. It's racist. He's just a chauvinistic pig. That's what he is.
Well...
I never heard a baseball game quite the way you hear it, you know?
Ida, are you writing these things down?
Listen to me. Listen, here. Here's another one.
Hey.
He's always working from behind. How did he know?
Well, he means
the pitcher
is strong.
Okay, now here's another one. I mean, you tell me just how long does it take for the catcher to flash signals to the pitcher?
It takes only a second or two.
Flash.
Okay, then why he got to come right back talking about he's got a glove on it?
Well,
how does he know? How does he know?
Yeah, well, because the guy caught the ball, he
got a mitt.
Oh, sure, he caught the ball because here's another one. He likes the hard stuff.
You listen pretty closely to...
I got kids. And when you hear them...
I bet you do.
And grandkids, too. And they be listening to them doggone games and hear him say something like, it wrapped around the pole. It wrapped around the pole.
The ball.
Oh, don't tell me. See, I know. I've been around a long time. I know. Now tell me about this one. He got hit in the chin by the ball. What was he doing down there so close in the first place?
Oh, you mean the ball go bumping? Hit him in the. It bounced up the ball.
What was his chin doing down that close to get hit by a ball in the first place?
I'm going to have a whole new way of listening to a baseball game.
I know. I was telling you, I was listening to the game. He got good wood on it.
He got what?
Good wood on it.
Good wood.
Yeah, how he know?
I don't know if he...
Well, how he know?
The ball went far.
Yeah. Here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
He goes the other way.
He goes the other way.
To find that out. And there is this old smiley-eyed Tom Hamilton. Him and Keith Wahoo both look like a couple of dirty old men with flashing new dentures.
Smiling Tom Hamilton.
Away. What do you mean he was blown away? It wasn't no rain.
Blown away means they threw a fastball by him.
I'm sure it was a fastball.
Yes.
I'm sure it was. And he ain't got nerve enough to be trying to get his nudge that other little bald-headed man up there talking about what a snatch. don't tell me what it means. I've been around for a long time.
Ida, what a snatch means.
No. See, you's a man. I love you, Mike, but you's a man. And I'm telling you, I know what's going on.
No. What a snitch means it's a great catch.
Yeah, it's a great catch that he come right back with another one. He swings and gets a piece. Why you got to swing and get it? What's swinging? What's swinging to get that piece?
We're going to have a talk with Tom Hamilton, you know?
All right, and it's a shame because you got... got little kids hearing him talking about it. He hammers it in the gap.
Give birth right here.
What kind of gap is he talking about? The nasty thing. That just don't make no sense.
Between the left fielder and center fielder.
Yes, and between the left fielder and center field, he comes back with, they squeeze him in.
Uh-huh.
Ain't fooling nobody. Telling you, I was just listening to the game, and I got excited. I got a little bit excited myself, and I'm an old woman. But I'm just saying, now, can you explain this one to me?
No, go ahead.
He's gripping his ball too tight.
Oh, we lost her.
I think she got. Wait. I think she got way too excited.
Oh, that was funny.
What a snatch!
Oh my God!
How about this one? He came inside with a high hard one. That means a fastball high and inside.
Hey, what about this one? There's a big hole up the middle. I've heard Hamilton say that a couple times.
Does Hamilton actually say these
things?
Absolutely.
Well, how many times have you heard him say this? The batter has two balls. Well, how about this one? This one, he goes, he's deep in the box.
Oh.
WTAM 1100, you're in the air.
Mike, it's Jim from Brunswick.
Hey, Jim.
I need to defend Tom Hamilton.
Go ahead.
It's all Casey Coleman's fault.
Why?
What's the show he does before the games?
A Tribe
Insider. Insider.
Oh, you guys are way too sharp for me.
That
you really
excellent.
Are.